Exclusive: NRCC goes all in to beat Democrat Marcy Kaptur following shock primary result. By Jacob Bliss on May 5, 2022. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, the campaign arm charged with helping Republicans get elected to the House, exclusively told Breitbart News it is doubling down in Ohio by backing political newcomer J.R. Mayevsky to unseat Representative Marcy Kaptur, D.O. The NRCC has decided to back Mayevsky as a political newcomer to take on Kaptur in Ohio's 9th congressional district after the Republican handily won his party's primary Tuesday night, beating out two elected officials in the state legislature. "We're committed to doing whatever is necessary to rid Ohioans of career politician Marcy Kaptur and her 40-year record of support for policies that caused higher prices, higher crime, and a massive border crisis," NRCC Communications Director Michael McAdams told Breitbart News. Mayevsky claimed victory early Wednesday at 12:38 a.m. EDT when the Associated Press called the race, causing a major upset. Before the race, the television airwaves in the district were covered in ads from his opponents, Craig Riedel and Teresa Gavirwan, both already elected officials in the state legislature. However, Mayevsky won the race by taking 36% of the vote, 3,129 more than his nearest competitor. Riedel came in second at 30%, and Gavirwan took 29%. The fourth candidate, Beth Deck, only received 5% of the vote. Heading into the general election in November, Mayevsky will go up against Kaptur, who has been a career politician for 40 years, is a senior member of the House Appropriations Committee, and is the longest-serving woman in House history. Mayevsky is a United States Air Force veteran, a rapper, and has a master's degree and certification in project management. He has also spent years in the nuclear and automotive industries. The Republicans are looking to unseat as many Democrats as possible in the general election. After striving to win back the House in 2020, the Republicans left the Democrats with the slimmest majority in modern history and gave themselves the upper hand in the midterms. While winning the majority means the Republicans only have to have a net gain of 5 seats in November, a lot is on the line in both the House and the Senate. Losing either one could mean the Democrats and President Joe Biden will have a more challenging time passing their partisan agenda items before the next presidential election. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.